So let's get back to your case. So she gets the BEV maintenance. She does totally fine. And then what was the next step?
Well, she recurred in a platinum-sensitive fashion. So it means she had greater than 6 months after she'd gotten the treatment, after she'd gone into a CR. In fact, as I recall, it was a substantial number of months. And so there we do have a fairly extensive or lengthy conversation because I think the field has changed. It used to be we would offer retreatment with carboplatin paclitaxel, which is still a choice. And based on ICON 4, showed that the combination was better than the single agent carboplatin. So we all believe that's level one evidence that the combination is good. The problem is most ladies are not crazy about it. They still remember all the aches and pains they got from paclitaxel. They still remember the myelosuppression that we tell them about. They still remember the hair loss. So alternatives are important, and now luckily we have it. So the AGO studied CarboGem versus Carbo. That was a randomized phase 3 trial, which again showed the combination, the doublet, more effective than the single agent. And so most of us consider that also level one evidence for a combination that can be used. The third that just came out was the most recent to come out, which is the Calypso study, which compared carbo-dox to carbo-paclitaxel. That was a head-to-head comparison. And essentially showed that the two regimens were equivalent. Although if you look at the actual curves, carbadoxal may be behaving a little bit better. So there are three choices for ladies. And I can tell you almost without exception that most of my ladies, if I'm going to treat them with standard of care, not on a trial, that they pick carbadoxal. And the reason is that there's minimal hair loss, if any hair loss. It's an every 4 week regimen, which is very convenient. And they don't have to worry about neuropathy. CarboGem is another good choice. Just have to remember, it's a 21-day regimen, and they come in day one, and they come in day eight. So they're actually seeing you 2 weeks, day one, day eight, and then they have to come back day 21. It's a little bit more intense. And, of course, Gem has some side effects. There's a flu-like syndrome. There's some lung toxicity. So if I were to rank them, it's CarboDox way up front, then it's CarboGem, and then not many patients will take carbopaclitaxel again.
Now, this lady had been on the trial, had received bevacizumab, actually, I guess, progressed on maintenance bevacizumab?
No, it was a fixed amount. So it wasn't indefinite. It was a fixed amount. I think it was 12 months, and then they stop. So I think she had, I don't think she progressed to Bev. She had a disease-free interval there.
That's interesting. If she hadn't received Bev, what are your thoughts about using Bev in platinum-sensitive disease? We saw a lot of this in the survey.
Yeah. I think that the OCEANS regimen, which is probably what you're referring to, which is CarboGem Bev, is a perfectly acceptable regimen. And the OCEANS study showed that that combination, all three drugs, provided about a 5 month, 4 to 5 month PFS prolongation over CarboGem alone. There was no OS difference. Again, the study was heavily contaminated and that patients crossed over later on. I think that's acceptable. In fact, there's not an insignificant number of physicians at Mass General who will utilize that first off. I just find when I lay it all out there, of course, you know, it depends on how you tell patients about this, but if you lay it all out there with carbopaclitaxel, CarboGem, and CarboDox, my ladies tend to migrate towards CarboDox for the symptom control issues.
Now, you use the Doxil as a maintenance there?
No. It's a fixed number of cycles, and then they stop.